And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ. We are speaking with Sherrard High School senior girls track and field standout Sadie Shemek as the Tigers into the outdoor season here in the spring of 2026. We'll talk about kind of your individual and team-wide track and field season coming up, but I know a big kind of milestone for your athletic career coming up tomorrow. Sherrard hosting a signing day for its athletes that are headed to play at the collegiate level and compete at the collegiate level as well. Sadie Shemek competing at Cal State Fullerton, a Division I signee in a track and field. So what does it mean to you to get to this point where you'll officially be putting, I guess, pen to paper, you could say, tomorrow?
This is a really big moment for me. It's something that, like, I've always dreamed of through, like, all my sports. It's something that I've really worked hard towards, and I think it's really, like, I just feel really proud to represent my school and to represent Cal State Fullerton and be able to take this next opportunity to better myself and represent my team across the country.
Yeah, so what does it mean to you to get that, I mean, recognition maybe, to be offered to compete in a sport that you've, you know, competed in, but take that and do it at the Division I level starting next year? What does that mean to you?
It means a lot to me. It's a really big honor to be able to receive this offer from the school and to be able to compete. It means a lot how much time my coaches and teammates have, like, put into me and been able to, like, push me to be where I am today. And I don't think I could do it without the coaches I have today and without the teammates. And it just means so much how much work that has gone into it. And I'm really excited to see what they have to offer at the next level.
That's something I was going to ask you about, you know, and you touched on it a little bit there, but how has competing, you know, in the Sherrard girls track and field program helped you get to that point?
The Sherrard team, we are an amazing team. We are all super close. I'm close with every single person on the team. We all push each other on and off the track. Every single day at practice, we all just, like, get each other ready. We all are there for each other. We all want each other to improve, and we're there every single day, all my years throughout track. We're all just a big, strong, and, like, connected team, and I think that's a really big part of our team success is being able to have athletes that are there cheering us on at meets, like, across every single event, and our coaches are really big at doing that, too. They're always there for us, and they just help us improve. Everybody there wants us to improve, and I think that really helps us with our success on the track as well.
So talk to me just about the season so far, both, you know, individually and team-wide for you at Sherrard. As we said off the top, you know, you're kind of now into that outdoor portion of the track and field season. So how do you think things have been going so far?
Things have been going great for our team so far. Last time that I checked, I think we were seeded fourth, I'm pretty sure, in the state. And I definitely think that throughout outdoor season, we'll be able to improve and take up hopefully a first place or a state championship, if not top three in the state. But we just have a really strong team so far. We have a lot of new people since a bunch of seniors left last year. And I think that we're just getting stronger as we get used to more competitions. And our first outdoor season, we had some pretty rough conditions, but our team ended up competing really well with the conditions. And I think that that just shows that we have a lot to prove and we have a lot to gain throughout the season. And I think we're really capable, and I think that every single person on our team is willing to put in the work to be the best that we can, and I think that we'll be able to go pretty far this season.
So when you talk about, you know, track and field specifically at Sherrard, I know there has been on the girls' side so much success both in, like, team-wide, in the team-wide realm, I should say, when you talk about, like, conference championships, sectional championships, and then also, you know, there's been so much individual success as well, which I know kind of goes hand in hand. So how do you kind of balance the importance of both of those, as in track, of course, you compete both individually, but also as a team too?
Yeah, no, it is really an individual sport as well. I think that just being able to get your mindset right and just, like, really realize that, like, you are there to compete for your team. Like, you're competing for yourself, you're competing for your team. So you have to make sure, like, while you're running to, like, or while you're running or competing, just any event across the board, just make sure that you're in the right mindset to compete and to be the best you can, and just not worry about other competitors and what they're doing, because you can't control that. That's something that our coaches have been, like, pushing on us. And I think that, like, being able to, like, know that you competing is helping our team get better and helping everybody else get better, because when you see other people doing well, you want to do well with them, and I think that's a big part on our team. So I think that's one way that our team is pretty good at, like, showing up across the board and competing for ourselves and for our team.
And then just as we wrap up with you, again, speaking with Sherrard senior track and field athlete Sadie Shemick, just what are some of the goals and expectations you have both individually and then team-wide too for the spring of 2026 here?
So, like I said earlier, for our team, I think that we have a really good chance of bringing home a state championship, and I think that's a really good goal, and I think that we'll be able to improve that and work up towards that throughout the season and into the sectional and state championship when we qualify. And some goals for myself, after coming out of last year at sectionals, having an upset, I'm really hoping to place pretty good at state this year. I'm hoping for a state championship as well. And I would love to throw around 150 just to get a decent PR and to build up more events like shot put. And I'm just hoping to place really well at state. And I think that our team will be able to collectively do that as well.
All right, and just the last thing. So you'll go from competing at Sherrard High School to Cal State Fullerton in Fullerton, California. What about, you know, Cal State Fullerton maybe drew you in and you decided that's where I want to go and compete at the next level?
Yeah, Cal State Fullerton, it just was really the biggest or the best opportunity for me. I fell in love with the campus and the school, and then I really loved all of the coaches, the jumps coaches, the running coaches, the throws coaches. And I really liked the teammates and how they supported each other on the visit. I was able to see how they interacted and how they, like, treated each other. And it was just, like, a really good environment that I thought that would be a great fit for me and would really push me to be the best athlete and student in person. And I think it'll give me the best opportunities in and out of track. So that really stood out to me.
All right, Sherrard senior Sadie Shemick, join us on the High School Sports Spotlight this week on WRMJ. Sadie, thanks so much for the time. Good luck the rest of the season, and good luck at Cal State Fullerton as well. I appreciate it.
Thank you.